Alright, you guys, this is your host, Nia. I am doing this mental health check-in. I believe this is 3. I'm not sure. I'm not in front of a computer. I'm giving it to you guys real raw because currently I am going through some mental things that I'm trying to work out in my head. So I figured, why not record instead of being in a studio and, you know, making it sound nice, let me record it raw. So welcome to Chit Chat with Nia. I'm your host, Nia. Today is a mental health check-in, and I'm just going to go through the past couple of weeks, what I've been going through. My son is in the car, so you might hear some things. I'm actually glad he's in the car for this one because, you know, postpartum depression and anxiety is real, and sometimes I feel like I'm still experiencing that. He's 11 months as of today, and I have a hard time with it. I struggle with it. On top of struggling with depression and anxiety already, I've had the craziest week, to say the least. So I'm in the middle of a move, another reason why we're doing this raw and uncut like this, because I'm moving and my equipment is not set up fully, and I don't want to, I still want to keep the momentum going because I promise you guys content, and I'm going to give it to you. However, this is just a mental check-in. So during the move, my son is throwing milk everywhere, and I'm kind of just going to let him, for the sake of the silence. But I asked my brother to help me move. I think it was Tuesday. And he yelled at me. And I don't mean in like, oh, he just yelled. Like, he cursed me out, basically. I'm already having a hard time. Transition is always hard, you know. And I do believe that we create our own suffering. So to prevent certain things that I know are triggers for me, I decided to try to plan ahead because I think that helps me more. Definitely I'm an overthinker. But you have to remember that other just because you plan ahead and you try to set it up to run smoothly for everybody, there's always going to be a bad apple, if you would say, in the crowd that's going to have the negative attitude, that's going to complain, that's going to make you feel bad. And the wild thing about all of that is then they later on do it. And yes, I'm specifically speaking about my brother. Then they later on do it. So it's like, why take me through the mental trauma of being yelled at over asking, honestly, it was his day off. I asked him to move a couch, just the couch. The everything else, like, I was going to figure out. So that meant beds, dressers, all me. I just needed that one big item that I couldn't move. I mean, I needed my bed, but my major thing was, hey, you know, can you just help me move the couch to today on Saturday? On Tuesday. And then Saturday, he was going to help me move, and he was okay with that. So I was like, hey, can you just help me get the couch out today? And I'll start bringing little things. That way, by the time Saturday comes, like, you have, like, maybe 3 or 4 items you have to move, which are, like, dressers, kitchen table, and beds, right? It didn't quite go like that. He yelled at me to the point where I didn't answer the phone. Fast forward this story because I'm not trying to take up all of your time listening to me ramble about my problems. But he ended up helping me. He ended up actually taking the bed as well. And, yeah, you hear the little one having a blast in the background, which is the first time, like, for a while. So he said that he would come back Saturday because he felt bad for yelling at me. And, you know, I respect his apology and I accepted his apology, but still left me with the feeling like, geez, like, and nobody should go through so much toxicity just to get some help. And I know the door swings both ways in these type of situations. However, I've done my fair share of helping him, no questions asked, not to compare and contrast, but I'm just saying, like, I felt like we were a team. If you need me, you can call and ask me. If I need you, I can call and ask you. Like, that's what I thought. But apparently, yes and no. Yes, you can call. Yes, you're going to get yelled at and screamed at, and it's going to traumatize you and put you in a bad space for the rest of the day to the point where you shut down completely, but I'll still help you. And that's kind of where I was at on Tuesday. Monday, I found out some information on my apartment. Now I can't talk about it, so it is what it is, but that's the reason why the move had to happen quickly. I've since been still moving everything little by little that I can from one apartment to the other apartment, and just dealing with those, that's what it is. And, you know, moving in itself is overwhelming, but then to be overwhelmed, like, in your daily life just as in general is even more just exhausting. So I find out that, you know, my primary care doctor wants me to lower my diazepam for anxiety. My psychiatrist wants me to stay on it. It's such a rough call because I'm on this path to... Oh, we're just going to keep throwing it, huh? I'm on this path to finding out how to do things naturally, but in the meantime, in between time, of course, I want to, you know, follow doctor's orders and then slowly get myself off of everything. I feel like there's gonna be milk everywhere. Yeah, that's been my week, just overwhelmed and losing it. I feel like I'm losing it, but I'm going to keep it together on a positive note, though. I will say I enjoy my new townhome very, very much. You can feel the peace. It's everything. Once all my stuff is there and unpacked, I feel that, you know, things will be so much better. You can just feel it. I just got to get past this part. And this is the hard part for a lot of us, is that we kind of get stuck sometimes thinking about it. And that's where I'm at. So I'm working on it. I'm working on just embracing the moment that I'm finally in a space that I actually feel, like, comfortable, that I can be productive in, that my kids can thrive in, I can thrive in, the school system is better. It's just, it's definitely a better move, but it's still overwhelming nonetheless. Got back in touch with an old friend, and that was amazing. And the real question that I have for you, some of you all, is what do you guys do if you feel a person's intentions aren't pure? How do you work that out through your mind? It'd be nice to hear from you guys and hear your thoughts on the whole situation. And make sure you follow me I'm going to be a contributor writer to True Crime. I just got the job, so I hope she doesn't like, you don't even know the name. No, I do. I promise, because I wanted to sign for it, up for it, and I was very excited when she reached out of True Crime. True Crime Time on Quora. So make sure you check me out. I'm going to be writing some articles on top of podcasting for them. And also, don't forget the O.J. Simpson. I don't know why I was going to say something else. The O.J. Simpson breakdown is coming. I'm not sure yet if I'm going to give you the last part of Rodney Reed. I talked about his 97 case a little bit and the injustice in it. But I think I'm going to wrap up that particular part once we get through the 120 days. So know that I have not forgotten about Rodney Reed. I'm still very much out here, free Rodney Reed. And now there's a new death penalty case that we can take a look into after OJ, but I believe OJ might be a little bit longer, so I hope you guys
So I just wanted to finish out that mental health. I've recorded part of it, I believe a day or two ago, and then I just haven't reposted because I've been moving and everything has been pretty crazy around here with stuff into apartments, going back and forth and getting stuff, trying to get out soon, you know, dealing with sick kids. So I think it's good to say I had an overwhelming week, a little productive in there. I will talk about, there's a couple things that I'm going to talk about coming up. I'm still researching part one of the OJ Simpson case because this is going to be a long one. I'm going to try and not make it too long of a series, but it's definitely going to be probably a 4 or 5 part series, but they're probably going to be up to an hour episode. So definitely look out for that because there's so much information. And of course, I'm going to add my conspiracy theories of what I think happened in there. And I'm pretty excited to share this with you guys because everybody has different opinions about the O.J. Simpson case. However, I feel like the more time has gone on, the more information that has come out that says a little bit more if you look into it still. Some people are just like, I don't care, he did it, or I don't care, he didn't do it. And we're going to talk about that narrative as well. Another case that I'm probably going to end up throwing in between the O.J. Simpson case is because it aired last night on Oxygen, is the Chris Watts case, and talk about the book My Daddy is a Hero. And let's see, that definitely is going to be in between both. So we're going to have two cases going on at the same time. That's why I said I'm going to have a lot of content to bring you guys. I'm pretty excited. I'm building up the website so it doesn't look as cluttered, and I'll have a website that's based strictly on this, for this podcast, and it'll be for true crime, conspiracy theories, things like that. So you can read articles there. I'm working on that for you guys. So I've been busy in that department and making sure that, you know, I'm bringing you guys all good information, doing my due diligence with researching. So It's been a kind of an overwhelming week from moving, researching, taking care of kids. It's just been overwhelming. At first, I was thinking, it's been good. It's been crazy. It's just been a roller coaster ride. Needless to say, I just wanted to check in with you guys, let you guys know what is there to come, what I've been working on for you, and I will see you in the OJ Simpson case part one. Just to add before I go, thank you. I got an email stating that Rodney Reed's life was spared. So we'll definitely probably let that one play out for a little bit because it was spared for November 20th, but we still have to see about exoneration and how that goes. So we'll save the last part for that. Trust me, we're going to wind back, okay? Because there's a lot of cases, serial killers that I'm going to double back on and we're going to talk about. So Rodney Reed will not be forgotten. Free Rodney Reed, always. I will put the link up for the new site to come. However, it's under construction. And yeah, I'll see you guys to talk about O.J. Simpson and Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman. Wow, I was hoping I remembered all those names. We'll talk about that, and I will see you guys in the next podcast. Take care.